and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 30th week in Ordinary Time, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Standing Up Straight.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The Gospel of the Lord. You know, today's readings really do seem to go together in a way that isn't always so clear. Look at them. Jesus heals this woman who's been bent double for 18 years, and it's the Sabbath, the day of rest. So the hardliners, who are always on the lookout for something to criticize in Jesus, these people burn with righteous indignation because he's not observing the rules. And Paul, who'd been a hardliner himself before that famous encounter on the road to Damascus, Paul says, "Look, we're children of God. We call him Abba, Father, so we matter to him." Oh yes, there are rules. But one of the gifts God gave humanity is common sense. And to be honest, we don't always pay that much heed to it. But look at what Jesus says to his critics. "All right," he says, "it's okay to take your donkey to have a drink of water on the Sabbath, but you think it's wrong to help a human being who's been suffering for years?" That, obviously, is hypocrisy. He was never one to mince words, Jesus. There was nothing sentimental about him. It must sometimes have been, well, let's say uncomfortable for the disciples to hear him call people, even including themselves, fools or hypocrites or evil. Yes, he actually says, "You who are evil," to them. That's in Luke chapter 11. And he calls Peter Satan, according to Mark and Matthew. That's Peter who was to become the greatest of all the apostles. But Peter, like everybody else, sometimes gets it wrong. He makes mistakes. He lets his master down. But then, like the woman in today's gospel, he straightens up. And all of us can straighten up too. And this is what emerges so clearly here. We need to let go of our rigidity, of our rigid ideas, and recognize that what's offered to us is freedom to be the best we're capable of. freedom to untie our donkey, that donkey of our fallible human nature, and lead it to the water of baptism, the water without which no human being can survive for long, water that cleans, that purifies, that slakes our thirst. Oh yes, those hardliners in the synagogue, they were thirsty. And if, as we must pray that they did, if they really listened to Jesus and understood what he was saying, then like the woman that Jesus healed, they too could stand up straight.